The Federal Treasury has predicted that from December, more than half of JobKeeper recipients will live in Victoria. The restrictions imposed in Victoria have had a devastating impact on the economy. And Josh Frydenberg is this morning warning things could get worse if the state borders remain closed. Premier Daniel Andrews is under increasing pressure to reveal details on just how restrictions may be eased in Victoria, with those stage four lockdown measures slated to finish in a fortnight's time. Queenslanders are being urged to wear face masks in public if they cannot socially distance. The advice comes after a childcare centre and a school were both caught up in a growing coronavirus cluster in the state's southeast. In New South Wales, health authorities have reminded Sydneysiders to socially distance after people flocked to beaches to enjoy that warmer weather over the weekend. And a public transport alert has been issued for an eastern suburbs bus after two positive cases on a popular route from the CBD to Randwick. A man will today become the first person fitted with an electronic ankle bracelet to monitor his movements, all part of Western Australia's anti-COVID measures. Police say a 53-year-old man returned to WA from Queensland on Friday without applying for an exemption to re-enter the state. And a man has been shot dead in Oregon as a large procession of President Trump supporters clashed with Black Lives Matter protesters in Portland. Police have not revealed the man's identity or specified whether the shooting was actually linked to the clashes.